Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of May 22, 2023. On Wednesday, May 10th, the state of Oregon announced that in alignment with the federal government ending the COVID-19 public health emergency on Thursday, May 11th, they would be lifting health protective measures related to COVID-19. Some of these changes are effective immediately, and others will take effect in the coming weeks. Here is a summary of the changes as they pertain to school and district staff and students. Vaccination requirements. As of Saturday, June 17, 2023, school staff and volunteers are no longer required to either provide proof of vaccination against COVID-19 or request a religious or medical exception. The vaccination exception requirement remains in effect for any new hires or volunteer approvals between now and June 16th. Exposure and isolation guidance. Effective immediately, a 5-day period of isolation for those infected with COVID-19 is no longer recommended for the general population, including people in K-12 education settings. Instead, students or staff members who are ill should follow the 2 sick for school or work guidelines and stay home until they are fever-free for at least 24 hours without the aid of medication and other symptoms are improving. School health and isolation rooms. Isolation rooms will remain in place through the end of this school year as spaces where students who are ill can await pickup from their family or caregiver. Health rooms will be used for routine medication administration, minor wound care, and other illnesses that cannot be categorized as a communicable disease, for example, upset stomach, headache, and so on. COVID-19 tests. Schools will still have access to COVID-19 test kits to send home with families who request them until our current supply has been depleted. Mask wearing will remain optional for students and staff and is still recommended for those who are returning to school or work after a COVID-19 infection. Staying current on COVID vaccinations is also strongly encouraged. Our featured event was our Proud to Be HSD Festival on Saturday, May 13th. What a beautiful and fantastic day we had. Everything went off without a hitch, and we were thrilled to see so many students, staff, families, and community members interacting with and celebrating our students. We are already planning for next year's festival, which promises to be bigger and better than ever. Mark your calendars for Saturday, May 12th, 2024, and if you know of any student garage bands, send them our way. We're trying to arrange an old-school Battle of the Bands as part of the festivities. There will be no school for all students on Monday, May 29th, in observance of Memorial Day. Please enjoy a safe and relaxing holiday weekend. Oregon's June economic and revenue forecast was released on Wednesday, May 17th. The forecast showed another surge in tax collections and resources available for the 2023-25 biennium, which presents an opportunity for legislators to appropriate $10.3 billion to the state school fund. This is the level that would meet current service level in all school districts across the state. Learn more on the Budget Matters page of our website. Recently, our school bus drivers have seen an increase in the number of motorists driving past them when they have their red students loading lights flashing. The red lights indicate active loading or unloading of students, so it is extremely important that you stop when you see them. Your license plate number can be reported to law enforcement, and you may be cited for failing to obey this law. Our school-based health center at Century High School is offering sports physicals to HSD High School students from 1 to 4 p.m. on Monday, May 22nd. Call 503-597-4580 for an appointment. Hillsborough Works offers a variety of paid summer internship opportunities that include project-based work and professional development for youth ages 16 to 24. Learn more on the Washington County Chamber's website and apply by Sunday, June 4th. Our bond update is on the open house at Liberty High School, where the community can tour the school's sustainable agriculture and design building and solar array, which were built with bond funding. The open house takes place on Thursday, May 25th at 7 p.m. Parking is available at the Transportation Building across the street. RSVP via the link on our website for more details. Light refreshments will be provided. Spanish-speaking families are invited to join us for a Spanish language coffee chat from 6 to 7 p.m. on Monday, May 22nd at Hidden Creek Community Center. Both current Superintendent Mike Scott and incoming Superintendent Travis Ryman will be on hand to talk about issues of importance to our Spanish-speaking families and to answer their questions. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the Superintendent and School Board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, May 22nd, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. You are cordially invited to attend our 2023 District Retirement Celebration from 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 24th, in the South Meadows Middle School Library. A list of retiring staff members is available at hsd.k12.or.us/2023retirees and is being continually updated. We hope to see you there. Hillsborough Online Academy, the first non-charter public online school in Oregon, is celebrating its 10th anniversary from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, June 2nd. The event will feature student work, music, food trucks, and activities for all to enjoy. The Native Youth Wellness Warrior Conference and Powwow takes place on Saturday, June 3rd at the Wingspan Event Center in Hillsborough. The powwow will be held from 5 to 10 p.m. and is open to all ages. The powwow will include Native American drumming and dancing, art and craft vendors, and ceremony. On Saturday, June 3rd, HSD will partner with the National Alliance of Mental Illness Washington County to host a parenting and mental health event from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Orenco Elementary School. The event will feature stories of healing and coping, a panel discussion with local community professionals, presentations, and more. Join us at 7 p.m. on Friday, May 26th in the Glencoe High School Theater for a mariachi extravaganza featuring HSD's Mariachi Una Voz and Hill High's Mariachi Sangre Azul and Mariachi Nueva Sangre. Our substitute service provider, ESS, is offering four $1,000 scholarships to HSD graduating seniors who are planning to major in elementary or secondary education in college. Applicants for this scholarship should demonstrate a commitment to teaching as a profession, a desire to continue their own education, and a passion for positively impacting students. Deadline to apply is Friday, June 2nd. Current HSD students in grades 7 through 11 are invited to register for the 8th annual Si Se Puede Bilingual Summer Camp, which will be held at Hill High June 20th through June 30th. Learn about robotics, virtual reality, electronic soldering, drones, solar cars, vet tech, and more. The camp is free, but there is limited space. Priority registration is available for HSD students through Monday, May 29th. The 17th annual Latino Cultural Festival takes place from noon to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 4th at Ron Tonkin Field. This free event features a colorful parade, entertainment, food, a bustling art village, and an electrifying futsal tournament with over 200 players competing for glory. Join them for an unforgettable celebration of Latin culture and community. Attention staff, the Oregon Savings Growth Plan offers another retirement savings option for HSD staff. Learn more at a virtual workshop hosted by Tim Ertz of Voya Financial Advisors at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 23rd. That's all for the week of May 22nd, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.